We are learning Mesechtes Chulin Daf Ches Amud Beis, and we are beginning on the bottom of Daf Ches Amud Aleph, around 7-8 lines from the bottom, but the two dots. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Avua, Sakin Shal Oy Vaydas Chavim. If you have a knife that serviced Avoyda Zara, so it's Asa Bahano, the Sakin. So the halacha is, if it's Asa Bahano, Mutal Lishchit Ba, you're allowed to do a Shchita with the knife, but also Lachtach Ba Basa, but you can't chop meat like a butcher with this sakin, because also bahano. Now the Rosh speaks out, not that the if you do it, that the basal will come also bahano now, but you're not allowed to. It's an iser to use the knife. But if you do it, it's not like when you if you bake bread with wood from avodah zarah. There it says that it's also bahano because some of the hana is inside the bread. But here it's not. Here it's definitely abstract hana. So lemaisa, it's mutter b'hana b'di'eved, but also lachtech b'vasa. You're not allowed to be chaytech b'vasa. But you're allowed to shecht with it. What's the difference? Mutter lishchit bo, you're allowed to shecht with this knife because makalkal hu. No hana, it's makalkal. What does makalkal mean? So Rashi explains that when a behemoth is alive, it has a lot of value. First of all, you could plow with it, it could be megadol vlodos, and it could be used for achila. Once you shecht it, there's only one choice. You have to eat it, and you have to eat it quick. That's when you shecht something, it loses its value. Therefore, it's no hana. So it's mutter to shecht with it. Masha'in came, cutting the piece of meat, that's hana. Frank Toysvis, if you tell me every shechita is mekalkel, so how you have a chayiv on Shabbos for shechita, it's a mekalkel. Toysvis maskel mutter. He says, when we set the Shabbos, you find that it's chayiv. So the answer is that by Shabbos, it's totally melechus mach Shabbos. Since there is some kind of tick in here, it takes it away from being Eva Melechai, and that is my machshava, therefore Gavi Shabbos Yechai. But he says, since there's more kilkel than tikkun. Zotu Gemara Vaita, that is a Maisa, Omarava, there are times when it can be the opposite. Omarava, Pa'amim, Shah Sheikhit Osir, sometimes even a Sheikh is Osir with a Vaidazar knife, why? Misukanis. In a case where the behemoth is misukenes, it'll die soon, and therefore you cannot sell it for vlodos or to plow, because the thing is on its way down, it's about to die, but if you shecht it, you still gain a lot. So there, shechita is a tikkun. Then you know how to do that with a vadezara knife. Umechatech, sometimes mutter, but atmi the kaim lekobana. You have this big side of meat, the big side, big flank of roast. You want to give it to someone as a present, and then someone chops it up into little pieces. Then you kill the whole meat. So there, cutting the meat won't be hana, it'll be a kilkel. So it depends. Every case has to be looked at by itself to see if it's a tikkun or a kilkel. Faith the Gemara, Kasha, forget about the Isser of Avodah Zarah, Tepik Lemishim Shamnunis. The Isura, this is Rosh Olam, the Kasha is both on the case of Mutter and the case of Asur. Either way, how can you use a knife from a goy? The knife is dirty, Stam knife is dirty, and they use this for treifis for the past, the treifis that avail us the past few years, so it's full of shamnunas. So how, it's also to be shaykh with that. I'll just wash it off, but you may even forget to wash it off. Wash off the behemoth after the shkita. So therefore, you're not shaykh because of shamnunas. So forget about the other Isurim Stam. You can't use a sack and shaykh because of shamnunas. And for the Gemara on top of the base, b'chadosho. We're talking about a brand new knife. And since it's a brand new knife, it's not dirty, it's clean. Frank the Gemara, if it's a brand new knife, what's the problem with Yizara? Chadosho, based on Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, mishamshe v'chavim. It's only something that's a mishamshe v'chavim. It's something that does something for the Yizara. It's not Yizara mamash. You're not actually worshipping the knife. The knife is mishamshe v'chavim. Everyone agrees, just putting aside a knife of Yizara is not like it also. In a surim achi yavdu, until you actually worship it. So, if it's a brand new knife, so what's the problem in the first place? Then it's not like called a sakin of a goy of a avodah zarah. So more as two mahalchim. What are you saying with the possible gavza? Lavayis chavim. Avada was clean. It was brand new. What made it into a mashamish avodah zarah? You chopped wood with this knife for avodah zarah. Everybody saying about biyashana. It's like an old knife, and therefore it had a din of avodah zarah on it. But shalibna ba'ar. You did libra on it. You did libra on it, so now there's no problem with shamlunas because you cleaned it well, and therefore it's not a problem of the shamlunas. Only a problem because you used it to shecht kabbalist of the zara, therefore it's also bahana. And that is the problem here, but as the shamlunas, you did libun. Now, Taisis Amar Aleph, Bar Amar Aleph, has a whole discussion, does it need libun, or it's enough when he eats a bakarka? He says, the Gemara says, in Avodah Zarah, the knife is enough when he eats a bakarka, putting it 10 times into hard ground. So he says, no, that's only if you want to use it for cold. But if you want to use it for hot, you have to do libun. Then he says, basically, shechita has din of hot, we'll see that soon. Then he has a kashim. It should be enough by a gola. Why is not gola enough? Why do you need libun? It should be enough by a gola. So he answers that here we're worried, one of the truths are, that here we're worried he might have used this knife for chelev, sticking into boiling hot chelev, so then these libun is not enough for a gola. Ayin shom, touches on the bottom. Something more avaita, continuing now about a knife that you get from a goy. The next Gemara is not talking about a knife of avaita zara, it's a knife that a goy used in his house, in his kitchen. Itma. If someone uses a knife, he goes to a house in those days, he goes to an inn, a non-Jewish inn, and he uses a knife to cut his, to make the shechtas meat. What's the halacha? The halacha is that we know that knife is dirty, and since the knife is dirty, what do you do with your animal to kasher it? Rava makalif. Your kalif, the area by the base of shechita where you use this knife from, you can't just wash it off. You have to actually shave off a layer. It's called kadei klipa, like the shave off a layer, like one big layer. It's very, very thin, but an entire layer of skin and meat on each side, and then it's kosher. Rav Baruch Hanan Amar, mediach, it's enough to wash it. So we'll explain the halachos in a second. Just to interject for a second, there's two kashas. First of all, what are we worried about over here? Didn't the Gemara say before that when your shecht was boiling hot knife, so when your shecht, it separates. Therefore, the boiling hot knife will not stick blias into the sides because it separates. So here also, what's the problem with blias? I'm shechting it and it's just spreading out. So how do blias going in? On that, the Rashba answer is that here you weren't careful. The other case was you were careful. Here, you weren't careful. Well, maybe touched it on purpose. Either way, the only case we did touch. That's the case. Kasha number two. The Ran asks, that the final one that you need hadacha, then what does it do with sakin shel rechavim? Every meat needs hadacha, even by a kosher sakin. Why? You have to wash it from the dam, from the blood. So anyone needs hadacha. So what's the big deal that you're saying over here, oh, you need hadacha when you use a tray for knife? You anyway need hadacha, it's a dam. That's the kasha of the Ran. The Ran asks kasha every time you do hadacha dam. So he answers, if you do, so one of the tarots is, the imus shum dam, b'shifshuf v'mayim, atchiyetsu mayim, b'loy mara dam sagi. It's enough just to wash it off. As long as the water starts being white and not red, then it's enough. Avahashtom shum shamnunus asakin, shal iser, but b'shifshuf godle, if they scrub very well, even cold water, k'ish yosef m'menu, shuman asakin, shenidduk boy. You have to, Mediach here means more shivshuv than stam hadacha. But what's the machlaikis here? One of them says klipa, one says hadacha. What's the machlaikis? Come if you give me this machlaikis. The marasoma beis hashchita tzoinim. One man diyama holds that beis hashchita is cold and there's no blias there because it's not hot. Marasoma beis hashchita riseya. One man diyama holds, no, the beis hashchita is hot and therefore there are blias. Since it's blias, you have to klipa. If it's no blias, just there's dirt on the surface, that's enough to do hadacha. But if it's hot, then it's more than just surface dirt. What goes in is blias, gets absorbed into the basa. Therefore, you actually need klipa. So the main machlokes is the base of shechita reseach and hot. Now, obviously, it's not a machlokes in metzias. They all agree it's a certain amount of degrees. Shaila, is that enough to make blias or not? That's the machlokes maybe? So everyone like, no. The kulam base of shechita reseach, everyone knows it's hot enough to do blias. Manda ma kailev shape. It's good, but you have to clip it because you have blias. Manda ma mediach, that mediach is enough. I need them to read the simonim lafuki dam. Since the simonim are so busy pumping out dam at the time of the shechita, loy bali doesn't have the kaiches to absorb, and therefore it's only hadacha, even though it's reseach. That's one mahalach in the machlekes. Ikadam the other way. Kulam ma shechita tzayin. Everyone agrees the base shechita, mokim of shechita is cold, and therefore your hadacha should be enough. Mandam of a diach shaper. That's good. Mandam a koilef was bosapis. Achar it's soinin. So I have duchko the sakina balasakin. Since you're pushing down the knife, that will cause the blias to come out of the sakin into the meat. Into the meat. So it sounds like me a duchko will help even without dava charef, which is a big chiddush. Be very negay. But Taitz speaks out that's not 100% true. That duchko only works together with a little bit of the reisach. Even though we're going now, the kuliyam is called soinin legabe blias, but it has a little heat to it. So that little heat, together with the duchka, according to this man yama, will be mechayev klipa. Huh? Yeah, duchka is going right, making the blias come out of the knife into the meat. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Rashi says that since we don't paskin hilchos over here, and it's a surah deraisa, you have to go lechumra. You have to do klipa. You have to do klipa. And you shouldn't do lechatchil either, it says. Only if you're a shaykhid. You shouldn't use lechatchil, even if you plan on doing klipa, you might forget. So you can't do lechatchil with this tray for knife, it's number one, Rashi speaks out. Number two, he speaks out with the paskin lechumra, that you have to do klipa. Zot Gemara, it says Agav Ducha the sack and bala. That's really that's the way to read it. Agav Ducha sack and bala. I read the words out. Period. That Agav the Ducha together with the Resach, Tosfos speaking out, makes it go in. Because if not, you'd be a big chiddush. That means every time you have Ducha, Blias come out. So let's say I take a milk knife and I cut up tomato. Can I use that tomato cold, everything? Can I use that tomato for fleishiks now? Acharis Ducha. So this Gemara would say yes. And there is such this Shaman Yama in Shogrog like that. If you learn the Mechaber, end of Simin, I think it's in Sadek Vav, last Sif in Sadek Vav, there's Nidin over there. But the way Tais learns, it's much better. Tais saying, Dafka with heat, without heat, it would not be like that. Shot Maravai, the Sakin Trefa. Let's say you take a Sakin and you Shech the Trefa. So here's the opposite of Shiloh. Before the Shiloh was that the belief from a Sakin going into the meat. Here, I Shech the Trefa with a knife. So now, what is the knife now have to be kasher or not? Sak and treifa, pligi bar of achor avina. Charam of bechamin. One of them says you have to kasher with hot water. You have to do agala. Vecharam v'tzenis. It's enough to wash off the treifa, off the knife. So here, it's the same type of machloikis. Does the sak and absorb from the treifa or not? That's the machloikis. And here, v'hilchasah fill of tzenin. Here we pass it's enough just to wash it off. Yikah blisa the parasal mechbrei. And if you have a rag that can wipe off the knife, then you don't need to do even hadacha. Now, Rashi speaks out that here it sounds like we're paskin l'tzainim. We just said before, and it's enough b'tzainim, we said before that we're paskin l'chumro. He says, this is different. Here, you want b'lias to go from the treifa into the knife. To get b'lias into a knife is much harder to do. A knife is a hard item. It's very hard to get b'lias in. Also, the dam is not fat. It's not shamnunis. But Masha'inke, when you have shamnuras on a knife, it's going into meat. Going into meat is much easier. Meat is softer. So there, we pass l'chumra, they need klipa. When it's treif going into a knife, it's harder to do. But going from shamnunas that's on the knife into the meat, that's much easier. Much easier to go. That's why they were going l'chumra. Zot the Gemara weiter. L'mandi amav b'chamin. L'mandi amav b'chamin. L'mandi on the second treifa. My time, what do you worry? My time is the gabala yisur, because it lands up shechting a treifa. And absorbed juice from the meat of the treifa. Right, the Gemara, if that's the problem of absorbing, every single shechita should be a problem. Why? The terinai balei v'menachai. It's balei aver menachai. So if you hold that it's hot enough to absorb from the treifa blias, so aver menachai blias. So the Gemara, no, that's not a problem. Why? Emes balei, what does it swallow? L'chichayim, when it gets hot. Emek l'chayim, when does it get hot? L'chigar m'shechita, when I finish shechita. That time already it's not even Melechai anymore. It's only starting to get Blias, only at the end. At that time it's Mutter already, and therefore it's not a problem of Blias of Eva Melechai. So the more about it, I'm going to be done with Rav. A butcher has to have three knives. One that he does Shechita with, and what Rashi learns is because you're worried that it's going to get a nick, it's going to get a chip, and therefore you don't use it for anything else besides for Shechita. And so you shouldn't come to Shechita, if you shech, you shouldn't have any problems with that. Look at the Ran who has a kashan, that will go with Rashi's pshat. So you need a special knife for Shechita, don't use it anything else. Another knife you need to chop the meat. Another knife that you use to cut the chalavim, which are not kosher, the chalavim. These chalavim are not supposed to eat, certain chalavim, fats, you don't eat. So you use a different knife for that. Why can't you use the same knife for the basa and the chalav? But listen, what are you worried about? Because the chalav will be dirty and then I'll cut the meat? So use one knife for both and use it for the meat and then use the other knife for the chalavim. And use the other knife for the chalavim. That's what you should do. Like, not other knife. Use this knife for basa and then use the chalavim. So there's no problem. And for the next time, you'll wash it. Why are we saying that you can't use the same knife because you're going to get chalavim juice on it. Just use it for basa first. Use it for chalavim first, then for basa first, then chalavim. So the more no, gzeira, may you do the opposite. Shema yachte chalavim, v'achar basa, and forget to wash it in between. Freit the Gemara, now, hashanavi michavlei, even now that you have two knives, in a mistake, take the wrong knife. It looks the same. The dirt on the knife looks the same. Hang around which knife. And for the Gemara, kiven da tzrichu terei isle akeru. Since we said you have to have two, he's automatically going to make a simen and say, this is my knife that I use for basar, and this is my knife that I use for chalavim, and therefore it'll be clearly marked. Zok the heilige divrei chamudos, which is the Tosfos Yontif, he says it's on the Rosh, This is the makar to have the red knife and the blue knife. You know, some people have that way. It comes from here to have a sim in the knife. We shouldn't have the same knife. Both knives should not have black handles, the fleshik and the milchik knife. How do we know that? Maybe, you know, I'm very smart. I know the difference. No. You have to have a sim on each knife. This state in Divrei Chamud is brought down in Shulchan Aruch La'alacha. A butcher has to have two buckets of water that he uses to wash off the meat. One he uses for basar, one he uses for fats. Use one bucket, and the first one, you first use it for basar, and then use it for chalavim. So what's the problem? There won't be any tray for fats in the water. So the mark, zero, chalavim first, and then do the basar. And it'll get dirty from that. Hashda nami michlefin. Now you also mixed up two buckets. Kivin da tzrich netarat. He says you have to have two. Isle hekeir. There will be a hekeir. You make a hekeir. You make a simon. This is my meat bucket. And this is my chelev bucket. So I'll take more of it. Oma amem is made rapapa. L'lischoif inish kaf le'elui basro. There's a big piece of meat that, by the flanken, it's a big piece of meat. And attached to it is the chelev, which is a part of the cloyas, part of the kidneys. Now, this is a big piece of meat. So you have a big piece of meat, then you have the kidneys, which have on the kidneys the fat. He says you shouldn't fold over the kidneys and the fat over the meat. And this way, the meat has a little warmth to it, it'll warm up the chelev, and it'll drip onto the meat and give the meat a nice color. You shouldn't do that because the fat, which is not kosher, is going to trafe up the meat. So Lilishavanish Kafli Luy Bisra Dov Tarbe, the Khalev drips, Ubala Bisra and will be absorbed by the Basa. Freight the Gemara, Yachitanami, Dov Tarba Ubala Bisra. He says, forget about the meat. Even if I don't fold it over the meat, the cloyus itself, which is allowed to eat, the kidneys itself, it has this fat attached to it. So why doesn't the fat drip into that cloyus itself? So the Gemara, no. There's a krum there, karma mafsik metasai. In between the fat and the cloyus, a very thick membrane, and that gets absorbed with a little fat, but it doesn't go through that to the basa. Yachi, Freit the Gemara, now on top of Tyson Aleph, that there's also a karma, even if you fold it over the meat, there's also a thin membrane there. Meloi nami karma ika, there is a membrane even there when you fold it over the meat. So I didn't mash, so you the tavcha mifsas. Since the tabach is busy handling this meat, and he's folding it over and everything, so the krum, which is the membrane, will get a little bit ripped, and the chelev will get through and go onto the meat. And that's why you should not fold it over, and Tosis speaks down the bottom, Dafka hainu lachane tuach miyad koim shen stan abasa. But after the stan abasa, it's not a problem, he's right from the pasuk, v'yasimus hachalov malachazos, that about after it's cold, it's not a problem. Only when beginning right by the beginning of shechita, when you're cutting up the animal, it's still a little hot, you should not fold over the chelev over the meat because it might drip and get absorbed into the meat.